Council for 2025. I'd like to begin by making a statement. In accordance with Regulation 8 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2025, the chairperson is to make a verbal statement at the beginning of the meeting to the effect that an audio recording is being made of this meeting. All persons attending this meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the meeting or the recording is not acceptable. Just like to welcome all councillors, senior staff to the AGM as well. I'd also like to acknowledge that the Palawa Bakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provides them with them food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item 3 is apologies and requests for leave of absence. There is one request for leave of absence, which is Councillor Geard, and that's been moved by Councillor Owen, seconded by Councillor Della Torre. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4 is notifications of leave of absence for parental leave. There are no requests or notifications of leave. Item 5 is confirmation of minutes, and item 5.1 is confirmation of the previous minutes of the annual general meeting held on the 3rd of December in 2024. That's been included in our agenda. That's been moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Curran. Is there any comments to be made? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 6 is presentation of the 2024-25 annual report. And I'll hand over to James just for a quick summary.
I won't talk for long because it's much more fun to hand on to Gillian to speak briefly about the finances. But in very brief summary, another good year, another busy year, growing and building community assets. Our challenges are really the same as the year before. Fortunately for us, all our challenges are equally opportunities, but in summary, they are mostly about managing growth and trying to make sure that growth in our community and in our organisation is good growth and sustainable growth, and that it benefits as many people as possible. But over to Gillian if you'd like to say anything about the financial report.
So the Tasmanian Audit Office gave its opinion that the financial report of Brighton Council and its subsidiaries, presents fairly in all material respects. The financial position at June 30th, 2025, and of its financial performance and its cash flows for the year then ended. The report is in accordance with the Local Government Act 1993 and Australian Accounting Standards. The financial statements have again been passed without any qualifications by the Tasmanian Audit Office. All items that were raised as part of the planning audit visit were resolved, and there were no new audit issues raised that are outstanding in the annual audit visit. The recurrent income of $23 million was up slightly from $21 million last financial year. The year saw the remaining contract for the sale of CouncilWise paid in full as the company was taken over by ReadyTech, and Council received a one-off payment of $1 million. And an increase in other revenue due to insurance claims realised in revenue. Total income of $34 million included capital income of $2.7 million for capital grants and $7.6 million for donated assets. Other income that contributed to our overall comprehensive result was $5.2 million. This was due to the annual revaluation of our non-current roads and building assets and the increase of the investment in Taswater. Total expense from continuing operations was an increase from the prior financial year, so it was 22 million up from 20 million in the 23-24 financial year. The increase in expenditure was predominantly due to waste related and the increase of tipping expenses. Depreciation expenditure of 4.5 million was also increased from 4.1 million. The positive net result for the year, again from continuing operations, of 11.4 million compared to 3.6 million in the previous year, and that was due to, as stated below, above the donated assets. If you remove all the capital incomes from Brighton Council received last year, we would have still had a financial result with a surplus of 928,000. Our key economic indicators are in sound shape, and all the management indicators sought by the Auditor General are above their average. So in summary, the report outlines a strong position for the key financial management ratios of Brighton Council, and once again I thank councillors and staff for all their support and hard work to make the 24-25 year a successful one from an asset and financial perspective.
Thanks, Gillian. Councillors, I'll open it to the floor. Is there any questions of our staff in regards to this year's annual report? If not, we have a recommendation on page 3 of our agenda, which is that Council receive the 2024-25 annual report. Is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Irons and seconded by Councillor Curran. Does anyone wish to speak for or against that? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7 is other business. Is there any other business that anyone would like to present to this meeting? If not, item 8 is closed, and that officially ends the annual general meeting of Brighton Council for 2024-25. Thank you very much for your attendance.